And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what...
Welcome back. We're stepping out in your backyard, and we're planning for your outdoor kitchen or outdoor entertainment area, or just a really cool place to put a grill in your backyard. So what do you think's next, Bob?
Well, I'd say there's lots of home and garden shows and all kinds of things coming up, and... You know, the landscape companies are very good at helping you design your patio space.
Absolutely.
I think of Warner.
South end of Grand Rapids.
I did some work with them years ago at Fox 17. Mm-hmm.
Harder and Warner.
Thank you. They're good folks. Just good folks. They got a nice shop. And they're really good at helping you lay out your backyard.
Right.
And I'm not, and my wife in particular, she wants to see drawings. She wants to bring in a designer and all that. And
those people are
good.
Out there. Yeah,
good.
Right,
because that's not my forte.
There's many, many, many landscape companies out there that specialize in this.
Right,
and
my point is, some are better than others.
Oh, no question. And find like anything else.
You'll find them at the show too.
Right,
you'll find them after the show. The ones who hound you are not the ones you want.
Right.
Because they're slow.
Right. But so when you're doing this from a 1,000-foot level looking down on this, is you've got this flow of where your seating wants to be, where your cooking area wants to be, and this thing that Bob and I said a couple seconds ago about the wind, okay? West Michigan has a prevailing west-southwest wind.
Yeah.
Just be cognizant. This isn't a hard rule. But be cognizant of where the wind comes from, because if your grills are upwind of your seating area, you're going to smoke out your guests. Sometimes you have to do it because your layout is such you can't avoid it.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's going to kill you.
So you're saying just don't go on the west end of your deck
with all
your
cooking
equipment.
Which
is exactly where my shack is.
Right. But your deck is so long, Bob. You got 50, 60 feet of deck behind your house. So and you're kind of in a
it doesn't bother
you. And that's what I'm saying. It's not a hard rule, but just think about that because so many people don't, and then they wish they had once they get the thing done.
But you know, I think now retrospectively looking at what I thought of and did, I put a roof along the back of my garage, came right up to the side of the house.
Yep.
I stopped out of necessity before I hit the house, and that smoke has a place because of that prevailing wind. It goes over there to
the house
towards the east, and it goes right up through that break in the roof.
Yep.
So I would tell you, don't box yourself in too much either,
right,
because you'll have a swirl zone.
Right. Yeah. The wind gets in there and swirling, and then you just can't get away from the smoke.
Right.
Right. Yeah. No, great point. Great point. And my grill part of my kitchen is I've just got a sloped roof, what they call a hip roof, right? And it's just.
Or a shed roof.
Shed kinda. Roof, right. Yeah. It's 10 foot wide and 8 foot, 10 foot by 8 foot, 10 foot long, 8 foot deep. And it's
and
on
is
an
that,
angle.
Is that big enough?
I'd like it bigger.
It never is.
Right. I'd like it bigger only because the smoke handles, because it's on an angle, the smoke goes out the top and the angle, and that's south to north for me. So the wind's always blowing my smoke
that's
away,
working.
Which is great. That part's working. But if it rains, right, I should have been 10 by 10, not 10 by 8, because that 8 foot gets me a little, I got to be real close to the grill in order to get out of the rain because of the eaves. And you know, it's a shed roof. I don't have eaves trough on it.
You rebuilt it since, I probably saw it, but I can't remember. So is your grill on the back wall of it?
Yes.
Oh.
I've got a privacy fence, and I built that up against the fence.
Oh, but back up against your neighbor again?
No. There's privacy fence between
Regardless.
The neighbor and my house.
Yeah.
But at a 90 degree. But my point is that the grills still have to be a foot or so off the privacy fence. Because it's wood,
sure.
Right? So I'm under that roof a little bit, and as you can start to see and visualize maybe that it's one of those things where had I built it a little bit deeper, I'd be out of the rain better. And I don't grill in the rain all the time, but once in a while you have to. You get caught in it. You got people coming over. I'm making a brisket later today, and the brisket is, you know, if it were raining, I'm still got to be out there tending to it.
Yeah.
Right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, again, we're really driving home the what we've been preaching for quite a while is roof. Put a roof over your grilling area.
Right, right.
It's just so important.
Yep. And it's one of those things where you won't regret it. The other thing is fuels, okay? Most of us have a gas grill, okay? And a gas grill is either propane or natural gas. There's, isn't it called an orifice that you change to make it from natural gas to propane or
well, that's part of it, but okay. It's not like it used to be.
Okay.
Now they make you actually replace the whole valve.
Okay. So having said that,
They don't want people converting valves anymore.
Okay.
Because they make mistakes.
Yeah, right. And things go boom with fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my point is if you can, if your house, you live in the country like Bob does, he used to be on propane, you could pipe your propane right to your deck, right? So you don't have to haul tanks.
And if you're on natural gas, same deal.
Right.
Any grill you get, you can get a natural gas kit for it.
Okay.
It's a simple swap out.
And I would say—
And if you can't, it's time for a new grill.
Right.
That means you got some old piece of crap.
Right. So think about that, because while it seems trivial, it's really nice to always know you've got gas. You're never going to run out of
your
fuel.
Huge deal.
Right? But taking this one step further then is that this stuff needs to be underground— and then pop up wherever your grill is going to be.
Typically.
Right? So now you got a plan.
Sometimes it's bolted to the side of your house,
sure,
too, if
sure.
It's just black pipe. But that absolutely considerations, and that's the flow again.
Right.
It's back to how all this meshes in your living style.
Right. And, you know, there's no right or wrong way to do this, okay? These are just mistakes and considerations that we've seen as we've talked to people that
have
put these in.
And we've made.
Right, yeah, oh yeah. And we've made
these. I've done a ton of patios. When I had my shop, I did all kinds of stuff like that. I was way ahead of the curve. It wasn't as, I was geared up for it, but it wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in Michigan yet. And I'm, you know, going to national shows trying to sell people what's in California.
Right.
We were slow to catch on here. Everybody's doing it here now.
Right.
But 15 years later.
Right. So the other issue is water. I'm not a big proponent of water on a deck in your kitchen area in Michigan. We have...
There's like, ways to do it that are a little easier.
There is. But at the end of the day, I built dozens of these things for other people. And... most of them wanted water. There's a big additional expense because you got to tie into a drain system or whatever. But they ended up not using it.
Well, you here's know, the problem. The I did that in my pool house. Okay, I've got a bathroom and a kitchen and all this stuff.
Right.
You got to winterize all that stuff.
Yep.
And after a while, your kids will be gone and you'll be like me doing everything by yourself.
Yeah.
I hate winterizing the pool house, let me tell you.
Right.
It's not my favorite. You know why? Because I'm my hands and knees under cabinets.
Right.
Trying to get those stupid connectors on and off.
Right.
It's
blow the water out
cool.
And all that stuff. Yeah.
But I mean, we do use the water out there a bunch. You kind of got to have it. But I'm thinking for an outdoor kitchen, there's a few ways you could do it that would be maybe a little easier. And you could have such a thing as just a little temporary that, you know, get one of those Ys on your hose and run a short little white food grade hose over to the kitchen area and coil it up close and just have something to clean off with.
Right.
And then have a sink, but have it just drain right down into the gravel underneath the sink.
Or a
it's
bucket
just gonna be
or
water.
Whatever. It's just gray water at best.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking my language because that's exactly
the
what
KISS
I
method
I have now that I have not installed it yet, but cause I just acquired it when we moved our offices, we had a ice machine. That'll have a 40-pound bin in it, right? We're going to throw it away. I grabbed it when we moved the offices, and I'm going to install it in my bar on my deck. But that's exactly what I'm going to do is put the Y on the hose, run the water over there. I got power in my bar, so all I got to do is plug it in and run the water to it, and I'll have...
It's a freestanding ice maker?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an under cabinet ice
maker.
Oh,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Little 15-inch
Those
wide
are
ones.
Nice.
Yeah, they're super nice. It, you know... So
you're going to have to be careful winterizing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just take it out because the thing only weighs like 25 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's 15 inches wide and goes under the cabinet, like
just
30 inches tall.
Just put it in your
tall.
Basement.
Yeah. Just take it inside. Yep, and because I'm not going to permanently install it, it just sits on the floor. But
well, you should have a spot in your basement where you can hook it up there.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You can see we get down these bunny trails.
What a bunch of babbling.
I'm not sure we helped you at all at this, but we feel good about it. So
it's really about us.
Yeah,
it's not about you guys, so whatever. Forget about
it. Hey, get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood this week.
Forget about it.